بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Brothers in the second room, there's room in the first room, so I would encourage any brothers that are in the second room to come to the first room. As I always say, the greatest reward is always in the front rows, so we should always try to get to the front rows, brothers. All of us are in need of as much reward as we can get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to as follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to be Muslim. And we ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all to die in a state of al-Islam. Bless us all to die in a state where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder for us about the benefits of having the taqwa of Allah. The taqwa of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah that mandated Ramadan for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah where he commands us with Ramadan, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may develop or get this quality of taqwa, the taqwa of Allah, the mindfulness of our Creator, always being mindful of our Creator. So brothers and sisters, because we're human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us what's in it for us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us we have to fast during Ramadan, and us being human beings, we want to know, well, what's in it for us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mandated fasting for us so that we can get this quality of taqwa, so that we can be the people that have the taqwa of Allah, the fear of Almighty Allah, the consciousness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, that's going to be the topic of the khutbah today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ وَصَيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Allah says, and verily we have commanded the people who were given the scripture before you and you to have the taqwa of Allah. To have the taqwa of Allah. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he once gave some nasiha to a person. He once gave some advice to a person. And he said to this man, I advise you to have the taqwa of Allah. He said, there is no escape in meeting him. And there is no other that you will meet except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on yawmul qiyamah. In other words, you can't escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one you're going to be meeting in the hereafter. And he said, for verily Allah owns this world and the next. And this is the reality, brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one we're going to be meeting tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's witnessing everything that we do. Everything that we do in the way of obedience to him, and everything that we do in the way of disobedience to him. So brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to have the consciousness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us to be mindful of our Creator at all times, with everything that we're doing. Because at the end of the day, we're going to be responsible for everything that we did, and everything that we did not do. Brothers and sisters, this word taqwa, it comes from, it's a derivative of the word ittaqa. Ittaqa, which comes from the root word waqa. And this means, waqa means he protected himself from some harm. He protected himself from some harm. And Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah, he said that the essence of taqwa, the meaning of taqwa, is that you take a shield against the anger of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You put a shield, you put something to protect yourself between you and the anger of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah that we recite every Friday, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu allaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. Have the mindfulness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He is most deserving. And Allah warns us, and do not die except that you die in a state of submission to Allah. Do not die except that you're doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. May Allah make us from the mutaqeen, the people who have the taqwa of Allah. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he once said that there is a provision for every journey. For every journey that you're going to take, there's something that you should be taking with you that you're going to need for that particular journey. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he said, the provision, the best provision from this dunya into the akhirah, for the journey from this life into the next, is the taqwa of Allah. That's the best thing that you can take. The mindfulness of your Creator. Always knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Always knowing that Allah knows everything that you're doing. Brothers and sisters, one of the Muslims that lived before us, his name was Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak. And Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, he gave us some nasiha. He said, Ya Ibn Adam, O son of Adam. He said, fear Allah as much as you're going to need Him. And wallahi, all of us are going to need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us need Him in this life, and without a doubt, we're going to need Him in the hereafter. So he said, O son of Adam, he said, obey Allah. Obey Allah as much as you're going to need Him, or disobey Him. Disobey Him as much as you can stand the fire. Because that's the cost of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fire tomorrow. May Allah save us all from that. Brothers and sisters, we should all ask ourselves a simple question. How many of us wear fireproof? How many of us wear fireproof? You know how they make a fireproof clothes or a fireproof helmet or a fireproof building material? How many of us think we're fireproof? Wallahi, none of us are fireproof. And in fact, all of us, we're combustible. All of us, we're combustible. All of us are made from that material that lights up quickly, like this. All of us, we're made from that material that burns easily. By having the taqwa of Allah, the mindfulness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that leads to us being fireproof, fire resistant, as we're going to see, inshallah. But brothers and sisters, as I said, none of us, we're fireproof. And we need to remember this. Because if today we're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tomorrow the price may be the hellfire. And there's not a single one from amongst us who can stand the fire. The best fire walkers, you know, the people you see on TV, they're walking on hot coals. The best fire walkers in the world, they're not fireproof. There's a video going around of a fire walker. He was walking on the fire like they do, you know, for the show of the people. And this man, he fell over and tripped. And fell on the hot coals. And what happened? He died from that. SubhanAllah, somebody who was a fire walker. And he falls on the fire and he dies from that. So how about us? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He knows what's best for us, He wants us to have the taqwa of Allah. He wants us to have the mindfulness of our Creator. Allah wants us to remember Him at all times so that we obey Him when we should be obeying Him, and so that we don't disobey Him when we have the opportunity to disobey Him. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He only wants what's good for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us some nasiha, some advice, and he said, اِقْبُضِ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, worship Almighty Allah as if you see Him. Because even if you can't see Him, He sees you. And so this is what having the taqwa of Allah is all about, brothers and sisters. Worshipping Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we can see Him watching us. Because even though we can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, We know for certain that Allah is watching us and He knows everything that we do. So it's for our benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed the month of Ramadan as a reminder for us, as a means of us to achieving having the taqwa of Allah, the mindfulness of our Creator. Brothers and sisters, as if that wasn't enough, just having the taqwa of Allah for our benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us many blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rewards and gives many blessings to the people who have the mindfulness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so inshallah, in the rest of the khutbah, I'm just going to give just a few of the benefits that we get, a few of the blessings that we get from our Creator for being mindful of Him. And there's many more, but there's not enough time to cover them all. From among the benefits of having the taqwa of Allah in this world is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He bestows His honor upon His slave who has the mindfulness of Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily the most honorable of you in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who has the taqwa of Allah. And Allah knows everything about you. Allah knows everything that you do. This is the person who has honor in this life and in the hereafter. The person who has the taqwa of Allah. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter what your job title is. It doesn't matter how much education you have. It doesn't matter what you look like. What matters is, do you have the taqwa of Allah? Are you mindful of your Creator? Are you constantly thinking and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because this is the person that Allah gives honor to. May Allah make us from the muttaqin. Brothers and sisters, from among the greatest blessings that Allah gives to the person who has the taqwa of Allah, to the person who remembers his Lord, is He makes things easy for him in this life. Easy for him in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whosoever has the taqwa of Allah, whosoever has the consciousness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make his life easy for him. Alhamdulillah. The life of this world is hard enough. But what about if the Creator is making things easy for us? And who but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make this life easy for us? Think about it. How many times do we complicate things for ourselves when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many times do we make things harder for ourselves? Do we get into difficult situations because we disobey the Creator? And wallahi, if we just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we do what Allah has told us to do, if we stay away from what Allah has told us to stay away from, this leads to an easy life for us. May Allah make us from the muttaqeen. Brothers and sisters, from the benefits, the blessings of having the taqwa of Allah is that it is a means of protection from our number one enemy. And this is the one we spoke about in the past few weeks, the shaitan. The shaitan is on us 24/7. Our whole lives, the person who has the taqwa of Allah, Allah gives him protection from the shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, verily those who have the taqwa of Allah, when an evil waswasa, an evil thought comes from the shaitan to them, they remember Allah and then they have clear vision. Then they're able to see again. Because wallahi, when the shaitan comes to us, he blinds us. He makes us forget about what's right in front of us. And what's right in front of us is our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the shaitan comes with his waswasa, his whisper to us, we forget about what's coming. We forget about the price we're going to pay for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. But for the person who has the taqwa of Allah, when the shaitan comes to them, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah removes this veil from them. Allah removes this blinder from him. And he remembers Allah and he has clear vision once again. May Allah give us the clear vision in this life. Brothers and sisters, from among the blessings of having the taqwa of Allah is that if you have the taqwa of Allah, this will give you the clear vision to distinguish the right from the wrong. The right from the wrong. And this is very important because in the life that we live today, brothers and sisters, the reality is that what was wrong yesterday is now right. And what was right yesterday, according to the people, is now wrong. And it's very easy for us to get confused and lose our way. But for the person who has the taqwa of Allah, the person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the clear vision to see clearly right from wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. Oh, you who believe, if you obey Allah, if you have the taqwa of Allah and you fear Him as you should, He will grant you al-furqan. He will grant you the criterion, the ability to see the right from the wrong easily. May Allah make us from the muttaqin. Brothers and sisters, as I said, the life of this world is a test for all of us. And it can get difficult. And we're going to be tested in our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to be put in situations where we might think there's no way out except to disobey Allah, thinking that we're going to get out of this situation. But the reality is the opposite is true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَاجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whosoever has the taqwa of Allah, Allah will make a way out for him from every difficult situation. And Allah will provide for him from means he never considered, never thought. And whosoever has his trust in Allah, then he will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more than enough for him. This is all he's going to need. So brothers and sisters, when we find ourselves in difficult situations in life, have the taqwa of Allah. That's the time to try to get closer to Allah. That's the time to make sure you're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what you may be facing, because Allah has promised that the person who has the taqwa of Allah, Allah will make a way out for him. And Allah will provide from him from places he never considered. All we know about is what we have in our pocket. That's all we know. But Allah is the one that owns everything. He can provide for you from anywhere that He chooses. If you have the taqwa of Allah. And if you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, from the many blessings, and as I said, there's many more, and we're only going to cover a few today. But from among the greatest blessings that Allah gives to the person who has the taqwa of Allah, who has the consciousness of his creator, who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, is that Allah will give him a double portion of his rahmah, a double portion of his mercy, subhanAllah. How many of us were in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us we oppress ourselves by disobeying the Creator? And we're counting on this mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says He will give a double portion of His mercy to the person who has the taqwa of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa aminu bi rasuli yu'tikum kiflaini min rahmati. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. O you who believe, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And believe in His Messenger. That means believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And follow His example. He will give you a double portion of His mercy. And He will give you a light by which you can walk. Clear vision by which you can walk. And He will forgive you. And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah that He's guided each and every one of us to al-Islam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the muttaqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, this taqwa of Allah is something that each and every one of us who should be striving to develop. And the way you do this is by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're going to do something you know you shouldn't do. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you open your mouth to say something. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the time for salat comes. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you see that there's a need in the community and you have the ability to do something about it. Brothers and sisters, this quality of taqwa is the best thing that we can do. It's the best thing that we can have, I should say. May Allah make us from the muttaqeen. and from the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved, has set aside just for the people who have the taqwa of Allah, is many blessings in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. From the benefits that Allah has for the people who have the taqwa of Allah, is that Allah accepts from them their good deeds. Allah accepts from them their good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily Allah accepts only from the people who have the taqwa of Allah. SubhanAllah, can you imagine you spend your life doing good deeds, but you don't have the taqwa of Allah, and instead you're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe you're committing shirk and you don't even know it. You're associating partners with Allah, and because of all this, your good deeds aren't accepted. May Allah make us from the muttaqeen. Brothers and sisters, from the mercy and the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the people who have the taqwa of Allah, is that it causes our bad actions to be forgiven by Allah. And all of us, we commit the sins. All of us, we're hoping that Allah will forgive us our sins. For the person who has the taqwa of Allah, Allah removes or forgives his bad deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُقْدِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And whosoever has the taqwa of Allah, whoever remembers his Lord, whoever is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will expiate for him his sins and give him a great reward. SubhanAllah. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessing that having the taqwa of Allah has for us. Brothers and sisters, from among the greatest blessings that Allah has reserved, especially only for the muttaqeen, the people who have the taqwa of Allah, is Jannah itself. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Standing, there's only going to be two destinations. Either we're going to be going to the hellfire, wala'udhu billah, or we're going to be going to Jannah. But brothers and sisters, know this, Jannah has only been prepared for the muttaqeen. Jannah, paradise, has only been prepared for the people who have the taqwa of Allah in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَصَارِيُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا سَمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and race with one another to the forgiveness of your Lord. Because all of us, we commit the sins. All of us, we stand in need of making a istighfar, asking Allah to forgive us. So Allah is saying, and race to the forgiveness of your Lord, and to paradise, the width of which is as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for who? For the muttaqeen, the people who have the taqwa of Allah. That's who Jannah was created for. May Allah make us from the muttaqeen. And finally, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Jannah, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And Jannah will be brought near to the people who have the taqwa of Allah. May Allah make us from the people who are close to Jannah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah make us from the people who are allowed entry into Jannah. So brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by mandating the month of Ramadan for us, which is coming up very quickly, it's only for our benefit. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants something good for us. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us is for us to develop the taqwa of Allah. For us to develop this consciousness, this constant reminder, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that inshallah we're always obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that inshallah when we go to do something bad, we'll remember Allah and we'll control ourselves and won't do it. And finally, brothers and sisters, I leave us with a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's so kind and merciful to us that He reminds us again and again and again in the Quran to have the taqwa of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu allaha wa tandur nafsu ma kaddamat ligad wa ttaqu allaha inna allaha habirun bima ta'malun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. Have the mindfulness of Almighty Allah, and let every soul look to what He is sending forward for tomorrow. Let every person look to what He is sending forward for tomorrow in the way of his actions. And then Allah says once again, Ittaqillah, have the taqwa of Allah. Verily Allah is all aware of what you do. So Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to be Muslim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to develop this taqwa of Allah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to remember Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what He has mandated for us to do, and to help us to do the things that we have to do. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to have the taqwa of Allah, so that it keeps us from disobeying the Creator.